Let's see. That's your dad, of course. Mm-hmm. I think it would probably be a 1947 commencement. And he was probably one of the platform speakers mm-hmm. or something. I don't know.
You have funny pictures. Well, here, you have these, this certainly.
Yes, I think I have that.
And this. You probably have all these. I took those.
No, I don't have these. Okay. No.
Here's walking on the railroad up on Astor Dome. That's a nice.
He was a great sport fan, you know, and he used to listen to those games that would come over all the time. Yeah.
This is one of his nicer pictures.
Yeah, when you take a little stroll along the railroad track mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
And he was sort of a farmer at heart, you know. And he loved picking up this wheat over at the experiment station and showing it off.
Yeah, I recall.
Probably that winter wheat that they were.
Yeah.
This is a picture of Harriet Hess in 1907. Well labeled. It says Gold Hill. I'd never have known where it was. Near Fairbanks on Gold Hill. Sort of an unusual early history picture.
Yes, it is. We should have that in her papers anyway, you know. We've got the Hess papers.
Take it along and put it in. It's labeled.
All right.
You don't need these. Yeah. Now, here's Dempsey. Dear sir, a year or so ago, you informed me that you would consider a petition from me for your recommendation for the... I can't read it.
Yeah.
Executive.
I've got that. Now,
do you have that?
Yeah. Yeah. He made copies of this for the FBI and one thing or other. So I have this in the Dempsey thing.
And it's funny that the picture of Dempsey wasn't attached, but maybe it's...
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one.
Yeah. Is that the Christmas card that he sent? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Bunnell, although you wish me and my family misery this Christmas, I shall prove the better Christian by wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's
in that.
It. But you have all that.
Yeah, I have that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as far as my mother goes, those are awful pictures. That's an old picture of the house. Pretty good picture.
It's not a bad picture of the house. And the thing. Yeah. I don't know if I have as fresh a print of that.
You're welcome to any of these. Do you have the original or just the copies? Nagazrik, what's his name? Arthur Nagazrik. What happened to Arthur?
Well, I think he's, as far as I know, still back in Wainwright or so. Now, this, you see, is when your dad was really ill. Huh?
That's when he was ill.
Very ill.
That's when he had diabetes.
Yes.
Didn't know it.
Didn't know. And
now
his flesh began hanging off his skin, and, you know, he just looked terrible.
You know, when we were back at Bucknell, and they were giving him the doctorate, honorary doctorate of Wells.
Yeah. Did you go back? 1925.
I was there. And he had a great, great thirst. I know the night or the day of the banquet,
mm-hmm.
beer would sort of quench it. Mm-hmm. And it's the worst thing in the world he could have had.
Yeah.
But he'd just be so thirsty.
Yeah.
I think he needed maybe a bottle of beer would do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's making worse.
Yeah.
Nobody. You'd think that everybody knows about this great thirst being diabetes, but they didn't know.
No.
Well, my great-grandfather and my great-grandfather. The Stone family at Kodiak and myself in walking costume. Needless to say, I did not expect to have my picture taken that day. I think that's 1901.
Yes, it would be. Now, the Stones were, what, missionaries
somebody
out there?
Somebody in Kodiak, either connected with NC Company, I guess. Was that what it was early called that early? It was sort of the variety of the NC Company.
That's your mother with the big hat on the
mm-hmm.
head. Yeah. Well, that, I don't know. That's a possibility for the, that chapter.
1899. These are awfully poor prints. I don't think they'd do anybody any good if I did know who was in there.
No. Two.
Good Samaritan Hospital at Valdez. Now you have to look at my baby pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally I grew some hair.
7 months old, huh?
7 weeks.
7 weeks,
I was
oh,
very
yeah.
Bright.
Yeah.
And then I finally got some hair, and they could tell
cute.
I wasn't a boy.
That's cute.
And I'm afraid these are all going to be
cute.
Mine.
Yeah.
What's this? Oh, here's the house at Valdez with a little snow.
Yeah. Now, I think that's the house he finally gave to some mission of some kind, huh?
Children's home.
Yeah? And they very much appreciated
it,
huh?
Wasn't it burned down?
Yeah, or lost in the flood, or I don't know. I guess the earthquake, it was burned first, too, I think.
Willie
this
Burkest.
Was the Valdez home, huh?
This picture I love of Willie Burkest. That's about 1915, 16. Here is a very fine picture of my father in 1898. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Look at that hairdo. That wouldn't do for a hippie, would it?
Yeah. Now this, I think, is...
Do you have that?
Yeah, I think he's...
Or this?
No, not
this
quite.
This is about the same vintage, 1900, I think.
This is the one that we've used, I'm sure. This is a little clearer, I think. This is his high school graduation picture, I think. Or was it?
I have a question mark
on
that 1900.
No, this is a little early, I think. I think this is about when he entered Bucknell rather than when he graduated. I think this might be a keystone.
Here's a picture of my mother in 1889. I don't think my father's that young, though. Here she was in 97 at the seminary. And this was the graduation picture, wasn't it, from college? Now this one, how does that... Go with those two.
These are the same picture.
This is a better print.
This is a better print. I'd like to have that because I don't think I've got one that bright.
I have Bucknell Freshman 1896 labeled here. Do you have that labeled?
No, that's what it would be.
Ah, there, let's correct that.
Bucknell Freshman, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Well, I questioned that, but he told me
96-97. That's
yeah, he must have told me he was a freshman.
It was during that year.
Yeah. I think he got something out of that little batch. Now,
yeah.
It was slow, but I couldn't tell ahead, you know, what kind of things you'd want. I've got lots of fine pictures, and then along comes Grenoble, 1930. All right. Now.
Well, I think these are quite all right now.
You really are getting pretty well pictured, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty good shape here now. Of course, I can't use them all. I'll just have to be selective, and I hope people understand that. They send me pictures and whatnot.
Bruce Pitcar and Michael, look at that, just for nostalgia. You didn't know her in the early days, did you?
Well, yeah, she was a student when I was, you see.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you did know Bruce
Pitcar. Oh, sure. Bruce came in with the duck rings there.
Oh. This is Little Giddings.
About 34, 35, someplace. Oh, yeah, up at the house. There. Jimmy Giddings, yeah. Well, it was so tragic, you know, to lose Henry Jesting, Louis Giddings, Ivor Scarland, all that
bunch.
Just, you know, and some of them relatively young men. And Tommy
like
Campbell, my goodness
what
sake.
What happened to Tommy so young?
Well, he got cancer. Of the lung. Upper lung.
Oh.
And although they tried the cobalt and everything else, it you can't.
Well, I don't think he smoked either.
No, don't think so. No. Of course, my brother Tom died of much the same thing, only lower a year and a half ago. Of course, he was 63, but he never had an ache or pain in his life, and all of a sudden he thought it was pleurisy in the lower back. Of course, he was a pretty heavy smoker. My gosh. It lasted 6 weeks. It was one of those fast spreading kind. In some ways, that's the best kind to have. If you're
going
to
have it, you might as well get rid of it.
Have it, huh? We'll see.
Well, I think we've got one.
Just exhausted
business,
huh?
Here's Mike. Gee, he was a lovely, lovely child.
He was, but he was a lovely child. But he, you know, he turned out to be a rather... disinteresting, uninteresting man. Did you
amazing?
Know?
Huh? No, no, I can't can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole bunch of
he came up to his mother's funeral, and he was a bald-headed old man.
No.
Yes, absolutely. What a handsome child.
Oh,
you know.
Gosh, I know he got,
yeah.
got very... He got gray very soon.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a gray fringe around there and bald, you know, and really looked... He looked 10 years older than he actually was. Yeah.
Well, let's throw these back and not waste any more time, unless you need some. You don't want the house in Valdez.
I've got it.
I've
got this one.
You have one.
Oh, yeah, I like this one better.
All right.
And the house there.
All right.
The little
and
bit
I think
of the Kodiak.
There's nothing here that you need
no,
or
I don't want
have.
Your mother's picture. Anything
no.
Like that.
No. And that I'm supposed to send north, huh?
No, I don't think I want these, no. Now, have I got a picture of you? That's what I was going to say.
Pictures of me aren't so good. I didn't try to give you one of me unless it was as a child there.
Well, how about that one of you and a dog team?
I have the least photogenic person in all this world.
Well, that's that of me, I think. There's you when you was a baby.
You want the dog team?
Yeah, I want the dog team. I think that's a cute picture.
To prove that he produced something that looks like a child?
Yeah, well... get you into the act here.
I want to be in the act. It's his act. I guess it was because he was a public figure so much that I always shunned publicity like mad.
Well, I think that might be, you know, yeah, it's kind of a reaction, opposite reaction. I think that my wife Ellen is somewhat the same way. I'm always so much out in front that she just assumed.
She's always been sort of
stand in the back. She just
this was our girl's mother. Just while I'm looking for that dog team, you wanted that dog team picture, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I saw it just as you gathered
the
stuff
just,
up. I saw it, and it's in that bundle that I had right here.
Well, now how could that have disappeared so fast? There. No?
One out of sight of the house in Fairbanks.
Here it is. I just gathered it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's it's labeled. Notice the pretty. Well, it's you say it's Fairbanks. And, what are your
Macy's
house in
Fairbanks? Let's see. I must be. It doesn't say have a.
Vanille House on Lacey Street, huh?
Well, I've been there, maybe 10, 18, 19, question mark. Don't I look about 10?
Yeah.
This one labeled? Isn't she growing? But it doesn't say so old now.
What was the name of the dog, you remember?
Oh, yes, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
A man named Olson who lived down the on the Yukon somewhere gave it to my father. He was the lead dog and brought him home to me. And we had even shipped our dog off, I think.
He was pretty good at the pulling the sled, huh? Was that your own sled
or did you just
bark?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He pulled us like mad. I had no control over him. He was a very nice dog. He saw a dog down the street he wanted to fight with. We'd flip over and have a fight. The man's name was Olson. I wonder who he was. He was my only dog until I was married and living here. That was the only one you needed in that group.
I think so. Uh-huh.
All right. Put these back. Well, I started to ask you, Bill, do you know who wants some old postcards of Seattle, mostly, in the early days? I got some in a free play, and I don't know what to do with them. Whether
I tell you, I think that we would like them at the university.
Would you?
I think so, the archives.
Let me go get those while I'm thinking about it.
I think so.
And in this box, what did I look through here? It's just memorabilia. I don't think any of it's old enough or worth enough. Mary, her father's an engineer there.
I remember
there.
That. Davis.
Davis.
Yeah, Davis.
Buck Roberts? Sometimes I wonder about all this picture taking when I see what I have.
Well, that's the way with me. I lost a lot of it in the flood, you know. And,
oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I lost a lot. Our albums and our diplomas and all that stuff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we managed to save two or three albums as we were walking up the stairs with the water rising at our heels. Our high school stuff and yearbooks and scrapbooks and annuals and diplomas and all, they got lost.
Oh, that got lost. Yeah. Another Davis picture. I don't think there's nothing here that you can show so carefully. There's the Rainies and Harold Bird again. I forgot me. Harold first trip up. Hey, I better get these out for his kids, huh?
Mm-hmm. Those are the Rainies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, this is... why I want this, that one of my projects, and I would have written it for the last issue if I had time, A Cashin's Corner is going to be on the log house, the rainy house on Rainy Ridge.
Oh,
the
I
log
have
house
some
on
lovely
Rainy
pictures
Ridge.
Of it.
Do you? That's
in
fine.
The snow and the wind.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But that's their fireplace.
This is a good picture of the fireplace because house was built around the fireplace, you know.
Yeah, I just love that house.
Yeah, it had a lot of...
And is it gone?
Well, no, the point is that the alumni asked the Regents to save it as a museum piece, and they consent it, see. So this is what the story's about.
That was the most marvelous house I've ever seen.
Now, this, you think, was about 1936, 37?
I was visiting up there. Let's see,
37,
I would say.
Yeah.
Why did you say 37?
Well, that's because then the house was built.
Oh, it was probably that first year.
36, 37.
This is Penn. Mm. Half my picture taken was up on that hill that year.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was really taking pictures.
Well, I think this covers the story, and it's got that confounded fireplace. Let's see, Juvenile Harold Bird.
Penn and Frau, here I am coming down from it, and here's who's that? Bob. Lyle. Mary Davis and her mama.
Now, what was Penn's name? Penelope?
Penelope.
Hadn't thought of her for years. And
did you know him?
Of course, Frau. Well, I took a class from him. She was there, but I was a student, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Is F-R-A, how do you spell Frau?
F-R-O-H-L-I-C-K.
F-R-O-E-L-I-C-K.
Another That's a nice study of Otto Geist. Should that be in his memorabilia? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, good morning or something.
Yeah.
That's it. No, and I knew it had to do with something with Shadow or Grove or... Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah. Say, if you do that, Elizabeth, I'd appreciate it. And there are things that you don't want won't be thrown out. As I said, I'm going to put it right down. I'm going to keep a scrap memorabilia filing thing for the archives of all the resource material I dig up. Yeah. Oh, well, that would be wonderful. We're always on the lookout for Alaskana of that vintage and type. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you have a wild and woolly time, too. Yeah, sure. I bet it will. Well, you know, I usually have a good time at those, too, you know. I'll do, Elizabeth. Say hello to Art for me, and thanks again for taking me home last night. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
My only regret really was last night I didn't have much of a chance to talk to Florence. I got nice chats with the others, and really... Uh-huh. But, the others got to me first, or vice versa, I suppose that's the thing. But
you no doubt have this. They're all over.
Yeah. Now, I don't think we've got that good a print.
Haven't
you? No.
I'll take it along.
And we've got this. This was and the one of the two in the up at the museum. But I think that we haven't printed this one so much.
Hmm.
So this one I think I'd like to take.
All right.
I know.
Hey, you know, I'm finding as much Geist memorabilia as I am my own, I guess. Sigmund's brother, Otto's brother Sigmund was an artist, you know.
Oh.
Did this kind of thing.
Oh,
and look at this beautiful
Lord
thing.
Dear.
Just for a Christmas card.
Oh, it's
that.
That's a kind of a hand-rendered deal? Oh, I sure. Look at it on the back.
It's all hand-done. He did this
beautiful
kind of thing. Bound, he was a bookbinder. It's beautiful, beautiful.
This mama, that's his wife, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And Sigismund, Emmy, and
Emmy.
Peter.
Peter is the bird. Peter is the talking bird they had.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm.
I do save things, don't I? But here's a beautiful picture of the Rainy Cabin. I was proud of that.
Oh, dear.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That
is a good picture. Yeah, with the lights shining out and the steep poles out there. Can I borrow that?
Yep.
You see, what I wanted to do, as I said, Betty said, Bill, the topic for Cashin's Corner is the house that the alumni have convinced the Regents should be preserved as a kind of a memorial or a museum or a natural setting, the house on Rainy Ridge. And I said, well, by golly, I'll write a little story about that because it's interesting because of the people that built it and the good times that were there. And, of course,
lots of good times.
In later years, Ivor lived there, you know. And,
so it is famous.
It has a lot of sentimentality there. Yeah, well, that's good.
No, I just want a picture of me, but I don't know what one you want. And I just found a picture of Mickey Romig. I don't have.
She was a lovely girl.
Mickey is a lovely person. She's still teaching down the pencil.
Is she? Uh-huh. I used to enjoy her so much. Yeah, I don't know how to pick me.
I went down here to the boat, and we all went down here to the boats. And wish I could get on one. Get out. So he said, would you like to take a trip up to, what is it? Seward? Yeah, Seward. A round trip. So I got on the boat and I got off at Seward. And then went on up to Fairbanks. And he came along on another boat. I was out with Dr. Needham and he had a fit. What are you doing here?
This is your dad that you're talking about? Yeah.
So my stepmother talked him into letting me go on up.
What year was this, Elizabeth? About 1927,
28? 28 or
someplace
like
in there?
That.
Yeah.
No, it must have been 29.
So how long were you a student then at the college? Just the 1 year or were you there
two years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we of course, you know what I'm doing, don't you? I'm writing a history of Dr. Bunnell.
Well, I'm
and,
glad of that.
And the early years of the college there, see?
Bill drove the Buick for many years.
He did?
Yeah, I was the driver.
Well, I was too after Jean left.
I'm glad that I did meet
right.
A fellow
conspirators. Yeah. When I saw that magazine, the picture of the Buick there, well,
yeah.
I just showed it all around.
Yeah, that
and
was my story.
Yesterday, the man here who works with me, something came up in the crossword.
I'm going to take one of your cards, Elizabeth, I'll be able to identify it.
That's the wrong
phone
number.
You don't mind having poked around, do you?
Oh, okay. No, I use my own judgment, but there's many different voices
anyway,
I can get.
I just came back here to San Mateo and I found this. Hello, may I help you?
Hi, we just...
Yeah, I own the building, but I rent it out.
What years, Elizabeth, were you 26 to 28 or 28 to 30? Or
30 probably. And then I was down at Stanford and I visited you in Berkeley.
Yeah.
You were living in
Canada. Did you grow up in Ketchikan?
I was born in Nome.
No, your dad was a district attorney over there for a while at that time, was he? He was in practicing law anyway.
Yeah.
Wasn't he an officer of the law?
Well, he was for one term.
Attorney General.
Yeah. But he had an official position in Nome, I'm trying to remember, before he...
Oh, he was the mayor.
Well, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You see, when your dad was...
When I see things like Maddox about Al Quillette, isn't he mayor of some place? Or Secretary of State or something?
Al Quillette? Well, he's been president of the Chamber of Commerce many years.
Would you like a cup of instant coffee?
No, really, Elizabeth. We're running a little late on schedule here. But we want to stop and say hello. So what I'm doing, I'm just on this trip. I've been down to San Diego and back now with alumni groups. And now Gene is...
Friday night, he's done a check. I thought maybe you'd come to that.
The last one I went to, I just knew you and Helen, I think.
Yeah.
And then I went to one in Palo Alto one time, and they were all children of people I went to school with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Time marches on.
I didn't know anyone, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And it was funny, there's a young man in here one day looking for property, and then I met him at the dinner up there.
Yeah, sure.
And I recognized him. I said, hello. And he said,
uniforms off.
Yes. Where are they?
They were at our house for dinner last night.
Oh, really? Where are they?
Florida.
They're living in Florida?
I think that's what they said. They're in Florida. They were just out. What were they? Just on a visit out here?
Yeah, they come out to all the offices. Lots of brothers and people are up there around Coos Bay, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of classes up there. Up near where? Coos Bay, Oregon. And Elizabeth Daly and Art came over last night because we saw them at the dinner and I knew Bill could. You know, you remember Elizabeth Daly?
Yes.
Oh, Elizabeth, I've got about an hour and a half of Elizabeth's reminiscences here. Pretty good, too. She's and pretty outspoken.
Oh, I remember all the work that Gene's father did to get that college going.
Yeah.
In fact, when I drove the car and visited Wilding, came to Alaska, well, I'd hear it all.
Because he had a special feeling for you.
Because
I was naughty.
Huh?
You're charming.
I was naughty. He was keeping me out of trouble. Yes, he was very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
But he liked you even if you could get into trouble.
Yeah, even then. He put up with it. I was thinking of him just the other day when they had Maurice Chevalier Day. Remember, can you remember when he was whistling Louise and he'd just been out to Washington, came back and had gone to one of the movies?
Oh, and your dad. Huh? Yeah, the president is whistling the, all over the campus, the latest hits.
Louise. I remember that so well.
Oh, yeah, he had a few favorites there that he'd call upon, you know, Let Me Call You Sweetheart and a few of the others that were pretty good.
Well, he had his favorite students too, and I always thought that Elizabeth was kind of one of those. You know, he had this feeling
definitely.
I didn't know how he got acquainted with you, not just because he knew your father, I don't think.
Well, that might have been some of it, because of course he did know your father quite well in the Democratic circles. Yeah.
You see, my stepmother talked my father into letting me go on up on the train to Fairbanks with him, and then I guess my father talked to your father and decided to let me go there. Mm-hmm. I'd been in Ketchikan yet if I hadn't gotten off that boat.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of them still are.
Yeah. Any favorite reminiscence that you got of the college life of those days, or Dr. Bunnell, you'd think would be of interest to the people and historical sense?
Well, I remember distinctly hearing him talk to the, didn't we have a Senate investigation committee point there on railroad business? And hearing him talk with them about the future of Alaska.
Yeah.
And trying to get money to develop the airport and school. And Russia was at that time about a 15-minute airplane ride, and he predicted just about everything that happened.
Is that
I remember that.
And this
that
was back
statement.
In
back in 1929 or
30,
something
like
that.
He could see these
the highway.
Yeah.
He had a everything they did. He was trying to get them to do.
Someone said to me the other day that the outstanding, well, I tell you who it was Bill Keller. He was the superintendent up there, different towns, and commissioner, and he was in Fairbanks. I don't know where he was in 28, he was probably superintendent in Juneau, but he knew your dad over the course of years. And he said, well, I'll tell you, Bill, about Bunnell, he was always about 6 months or more ahead of everybody else as far as thinking was concerned. He had anticipated. He would anticipate things coming up.
Well, I remember
somewhat ahead of time.
The fellow's father, too.
Yes, he was almost a prophet.
Didn't he survey that highway and go out in the bush for years? Yes, I remember an awful lot of.
Now that was
it
was a kind of a congressional committee or investigating committee.
Yes, you remember, Gene, when that came up, and you were there, I know it was in the summer, and there were several of us there in the dormitory over the summer, and we had to let them stay in the dormitory. Chambermaids and waitresses, and then we'd dress up and quickly get down and be hostesses. I remember getting caught in a room with one of the, I'm sure it was, Long.
Who?
What's his name? Long.
Long.
From,
Senator Long
Senator
or something?
Senator Long, yeah. the one, he's dead now, but yeah. What, that famous, notorious
Nicholas?
Senator. That's a notorious one.
I don't know who he is, but I don't think I was there.
Well, anyway, he caught me making his bed.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go upstairs quick while they were having breakfast
yeah.
and make the bed,
hurry
put
up
the room, hurry up downstairs, and then it'd be ladies.
I'm sure they all enjoyed it.
And we were hostesses. Next time they'd see us, we were waitresses.
Yeah.
And that was, they stayed for 7 days.
Yeah.
And I remember I got home, remember that teacher from China? She taught business, I think.
In the college?
Yeah.
China?
Oh,
no. Oh,
Hamlin.
Not Hamlin. That was
Hamlin. She kind of carried. She taught in China, and she had all her furniture or room and curtains and spreads and pillows and Chinese things stored there. So I decorated my room with her stuff. She was gone, and some of the daughters of those people were with them. I remember that, and I remember. I'd open my door and we'd go in here. It was lovely Chinese set up. Oh, yeah, I had lots of fun up there. I think of it a lot. We had such good type of fun.
Well, we did, I think.
The things that we did were just nothing.
Yeah. Relative to today's age, but we thought they were quite daring at the time, I guess.
Like climbing up the fire escape, walking to town, and walk back.
Yeah.
Well, you've got enough. How many years have you lived here now, Elizabeth?
About
23.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, I lived down here on the beach, and kids went away, you know.
Went to Stanford, didn't
he? No, Jimmy went to UC and Beck went to San Jose State. But I decided I don't want to die here, you know, stay in one place forever.
It's a nice place.
I like moving around. So I went over to an apartment for a couple of years.
Seven
Hill? Yeah. Big, nice thing with lots of activities. And then I moved back because the grandchildren missed the beach.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lovely spot. We've just been admiring it here.
Well, it's too bad that
driving
it
by.
Been better.
It's a little foggy today. Well, it's been a pleasure. I think we better be on the way, Gene. We're
longer.
Yeah.
But now I know where you are. Maybe
we'll see each other again.
Except the roads
have
changed since the old days.
I know.
1930. Quite a change in the last 40 years.
Are you on our mailing list for the alumnus?
I get the bulletin.
Do you get the bulletin?
Yeah.
Okay, you keep reading it then.
Good.
You keep reading. Keep posted,
I
you say.
I saved that
one
about
cashing
with the
director.
Yeah.
I thought that was really
I didn't know that you had been a driver, too. Yeah.
Right.
Well, Gene was.
Gene,
I tell you, it was a landmark.
Now, I remember one night your father told me he was going out to dinner. So he came over to the dormitory and he sat on the front steps and he said, I can't remember where I'm supposed to go. And he said for me to telephone different people and ask if he was there. And then when somebody said no, but we're expecting him soon.
That would be good.
And that's what I did. We called up all the possibles.
Yeah.
And I asked, is
did you find
Dr. Bunnell there? I know he isn't. I guess they wondered why we'd be calling them.
Yeah.
But finally some lady said, no, he isn't, but we're expecting him in a few minutes.
Well, that's a good one. So
well, I like that.
You've
earned your money today, Elizabeth. That's cute.
Come on, you've got to pick up your wages. Come on up sometime.
Yeah, pay us a visit.
Pay us a visit.
I'm the senior member of the faculty. I've been there for 28 years.
Good night.
I came as a student from Douglas in 1933, so you had already gone, see. But some of our Douglas people had been up there. Eileen Neamey and the Fraser girls and some of the others from Douglas had been up ahead of me. And over the course of years, Douglas supplied a good proportion of the student body.
Oh, I'm amazed. Bridge across from Jimmy Douglas. Yeah. Business. I hadn't been up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's gone.
Well,
yeah.
And there's new people in, I'll tell you. Lots of them.
We've got a lot of them in here.
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Just people went up there to work. No, I mean people who don't know that I am.
Yeah.
So I just had one in the other day. He grew up in Ketchikan, but he was leaving me born. Well,
it's nice to see you.
Thanks. Oh, that's